This is my instant reaction for The Suicide Squad? Again? Seems just like yesterday. I was sitting in a theater looking at a film called Suicide Squad. It had some pretty cool trailers and was sitting there watching it, and within 15 minutes was like, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. This is not ready for prime time. This is not a theatrical film, and this is a grave, grave disappointment. So when it was announced that James Gunn was going to jump ship, but not jump ship after some controversy due to some tweets, and he was sort of canceled, as the kids are fond of saying these days, and he got a gig over at DC, and they gave him the Suicide Squad, I said, okay, that's a perfect fit, but let's see if they just let him be himself. Let's see if they let James Gunn be James Gunn. So I'm going to give you my instant reaction of general impressions of the film, spoiler-free, and then maybe touch on a few spoilers, but probably not too many. Now, this is dropping on Tuesday when we would normally have a ranking episode. We're supposed to have 1999 Part 2, which we get into The Matrix, Phantom Menace, among other films. Then we'll be joined by M from A Verbal Diorama. And I decided to drop this instead, basically as a coverall due to a discrepancy with some of our staff here. I asked Todd, who is our archivist here at Binge Movies in sunny tropical Akron, Ohio. I said, Todd, can you convert the MP3s into a more long-lasting, more stable format? I wanted him to take all of our episodes and convert them over into cassette tapes. That way we have copies of everything. And, you know, that's, you know, over 100 plus ranking episodes now at this point, and much more as far as bonus features go, special content, sponsored episodes, et cetera, and some of our sub-series and all that. So we're providing a lot of content here over the last 5 years, give or take, and I wanted all of it. I wanted all of it, even episodes that are no longer available. I wanted it all, you know, saved for posterity's sake, and maybe potentially made available via cassette to some of our Binge Movies members. Memberships available at bingemovies.podbean.com. Had him working with the dub machine. Had a coffee machine, just pretty much pumping out coffee, and said, Todd, don't you stop until every last episode is dubbed over. And there was a brief electrical fire. Todd suffered some electrical burns. It's nothing to worry about. He signed a damage release and an NDA, and he's totally fine. And, you know, if you were to ask him right now whose fault it was, he would tell you the truth, which it was his. It was his. It had nothing to do with the working conditions or demands placed on him by the not Walt Disney Corporation or any particular managers or non-managers of a certain video store in Akron, Ohio. So because of that, things got a little bit delayed, but I was going to put this instant reaction out anyway, so I figured, hell, let's just put it out Tuesday and, you know, keep the train rolling. So here we go, non-spoiler thoughts. I enjoyed it all the way through. You know, you see the reviews that come in, well before the embargo. We now live in a world where if you are active at all on social media, especially Twitter, and you can follow us at Binge Movies on Twitter, you pretty much know that if something's coming out that you're interested in about 3 days previous, you got to be very selective of your social media use, because be it just fanboys, stans, detractors, Snyderites, and or film critics trying to get the first hot take out there, you're going to get spoilers. There's going to be somebody somewhere who's going to spoil the thing for you, even inadvertently, by nature of their review. You just get a sense of what the movie is before you've seen it, even more so than most trailers, which are spoiler-filled now, even will give you. So I was just sort of in my own embargo, as it were, against this film. So I went into it knowing that it was getting a lot of praise, and I went into it with some low expectations. It is as low as I could make them for myself. It is currently available in streaming on HBO Max for the ad-free version. I think that's global. I'm fairly certain it's global. And it is available in select theaters where theaters are open. So if you're in a country where theaters are open and the movie's made it to you and or HBO Max is available to you, those are your choices. This is a movie that I would say, if you, it is theater worthy. Between the action sequences, the cinematography, the shot composition, the color, the special effects, it is big screen, big sound, movie theater worthy. Okay. With the current conditions in the world, depending on what country you are in and what options are available to you, and if there are variants running rampant or you have not been able to yet be vaccinated, there and you have the option of HBO Max, there's nothing wrong with seeing this movie at home on HBO Max. Do whatever your conscience thinks you should do. Do whatever is safest for you, your family, and for the general public wherever you live. If you're non-vaccinated, maybe just stay the fuck home. Okay? I'll leave it at that. If you don't have the ability to be vaccinated and you are afraid, just stay home. There's no shame in it. If you're fully vaccinated and you still don't feel comfortable going to the theater, just stay the fuck home, okay? That's a great thing if you can chalk up some positivity, if you can make some lemonade out of the lemons that are the Delta variant, if you can make some Delta variant Arnold Palmer, you know, makes a little lemonade with a little Delta variant. If you can do that, then the bright side of it is that there are big movies coming out, and at least from one major studio, as of right now, Warner Brothers, you got options. And yeah, some of us would very much prefer to see something like this in theaters, but it still plays very well on television. I opted out due to all of the shenanigans going on here at Binge Movies and the issues with Todd and rushing him to a ER and all this, just everything. I opted to watch it at home. Fully vaxxed, but opted to watch it at home just for time's sake, and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was funny when it was supposed to be funny. It was poignant when it was supposed to be poignant. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's my whole review, okay? The movie is called The Suicide Squad. By the end of the movie, the conceit of the movie is these are expendable villains, many of whom are very goofy. We're pulling from the deep bench that is DC. It's got some goofy-ass characters. Not that Marvel doesn't. And we're pulling from that bench. And we're just going to kill these fuckers off right in front of you. We're going to kill as many of these people off as we can. And you're supposed to laugh about it. By the end of this movie, we are down to a certain number, okay? And more than I expected, to be quite honest. My natural inclination was, I don't want any more of these people to die. As funny as it's been, as good as it's been, as entertaining as it's been, I want this crew to survive. I want to see more of this crew. That was my natural impulse. I wasn't thinking about franchises. I wasn't thinking about the future of the DCEU. I wasn't thinking about Batman or Superman or whatever the hell. I was just in this movie, thinking about this movie on its own terms, caring about these characters, and naturally, organically wanting more. Wanting more, and really finding myself going, I kind of hope James Gunn doesn't do any more Guardians. I'd like to see him do at least one more of these. And I think he's going to do both, as long as Disney allows him. But I that's the highest praise you can give a movie. What it means is I was emotionally invested in the characters, in the story, and I organically wanted more. And I can't tell you the last time I gave a shit about characters in a superhero movie. It's probably Infinity War or parts of Endgame. And before that, it was probably parts of Spider-Man. And before that, the first Guardians. You know, it's a rare day when I'm like, I actually give a shit. Now let's get into spoilers. I'm not going to go full spoiler, but I'm going to get into some plot mechanics, plot details. Just two or three. Number one, straight off the rip, I thought what he did at the beginning of the film was absolutely genius. The title sequence, okay? The title sequence of we're going to introduce all these characters, we're going to blow through the exposition for those of you that didn't see the first movie in about 20 seconds or less. We're going to tell you everything you need to know. We're going to put together this colorful cast of characters with some faces and some cameos that you will recognize. And maybe some that if you are a psychopath like I am, instantly when I saw Weasel, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's his brother. Just by the way the thing moved. I was like, I'm pretty sure he mo-capped for the Weasel. And it turned out to be true, which just means I've seen too many movies. And there's this colorful cast of characters, and all hell breaks loose, and they all fucking die, but a couple of them. And then the movie pivots, and we cut to this other group, and that's when the title sequence hits, The Suicide Squad. And it's like, this group over here that you thought was going to be the Suicide Squad, that we made you believe, that we used to get the exposition out of the way, and was also being used within the universe of the film or within the internal logic of the film to make way for the real characters who are the real Suicide Squad. So I thought that was one of the most clever openings I've seen in a long time. I think Ratcatcher 2, and in particular Sebastian, is one of the cutest things in the face of the earth. And of all the little things that we've been given recently from IPs, little Sebastian is up there with everybody else. And I think he surpasses the last little Sebastian, RIP to my man. I think that this is the new little Sebastian that we should all be loving. A friendly rat. I think it's just amazing. The amount of personality that they were able to conjure up out of this character was remarkable. King Shark, of course. I mean, there's really no bad character, no bad characterization. This is, I think, some of the best Harley Quinn stuff that I've seen. I thought everybody worked together. It seemed like the cast was having fun. And James Gunn decided to kill off two people who pretty much Twitter decided shouldn't have had a career about 10 years ago. You know, Joel Kinnaman, done. Jai Courtney, done. You know, I thought that was hilarious. A little meta to some extent. And this is probably the most I've ever liked Joel Kinnaman in a film. It's probably the most I've ever liked the Flag character in a film. The bar was set so low with the Ayers version. I know he disavows it, whatever. His name's still on the title. Bottom line is, this is so much better than 99% of the stuff that DC has put out. And quite frankly, is so much better, or at least is that much more appealing to someone like me. It appeals much more to my sensibilities than what Marvel's been doing recently. And not that everything has to be a comparison, but on this show, we've talked a lot about Marvel and not as much about DC. We've covered some stuff, but not as much. And I just think this is just a fun film. It's a funny film. It's a touching film. And you will, if you're like me, you get to care about the characters. And again, I just can't praise it enough for that. So I don't want to get too much further into it because there's a lot of surprises here. And I think that's my kind of final note is, as someone dear to me said, you know, every chance they had to do something conventional, they went out of their way to do something different. And whatever the pushback is, I've seen some of it on social media, so much of it's so wrongheaded. The bottom line is they took a fairly conventional idea and a fairly conventional script that very easily could have just been Expendables 3. And rather than just do it paint by numbers, every time that a traditional movie would zig, it zagged. And it didn't just zag for zagging's sake, it zagged because there was a story reason for it. This movie deserves to be big. It deserves to be a success. And I'm not as interested in the after credit scene where that's going to go. I'm not really like that interested in it, but I will say this. I do think that the standouts were Sebastian, Ratcatcher 2, and John Cena as a Peacemaker. But really, it's hard to say, hey, this person's a standout, because the whole cast was so good. And I will say this lastly, truly lastly, it's really damn good. to finally see Idris Elba in a good freaking movie. This is long overdue. So I'm hoping we get to see him a little bit more. And there's some pretty clever jabs at his character and a particular archetype he fits within the DC comic book canon. So let me know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter at Binge Movies. Let me know what you thought of Suicide Squad. Don't forget to follow us on Letterboxd, letterboxd.com/binge movies, where you can see what's coming up in the show, what we've already covered, what's been put into the vault, what's been put into the anti-vault. Those are movies that should never have existed in the first place. And you can see some written reviews for movies that we've covered in the show and movies that we have not covered in the show. So it's a great place to follow us. Of course, if you could give us a follow on Twitter or a review on Apple Podcasts, it'd be greatly appreciated. And while you're at it, don't forget to go to bingemovies.threadless.com, pick up the limited edition Binge Elite shirt. We're calling it the OG shirt because these are for the OG Binge Elite. The people are getting in now, as we've been launching some new initiatives, and it's only going to be available for a limited time. So go ahead and check it out. Threadless has always got different sales and discounts. Some end of summer stuff is coming up, so keep an eye out. Save some money if you can. It's all good. And any support you can give to Binge Movies is greatly appreciated. Until next time, binge on.